Well, I'm Marie-Louise Scolero-Preca, I'm the president of Malta. First of all, this should be seen as an international community concern, not just the region's concern. So, and also, we need to look at the issues in a complex and comprehensive manner, not in a sporadic and short-term approaches. We need to really see the whole of issues, which are very diverse and which are creating a lot of push factors for people to become displaced, for people to flee conflict zones, war zones, and persecution, and also poverty, which comes from a lot of situations, from wars, from conflicts, but also from climate change, from economic negative economic policies. Hence, this situation has to be really approached by an international community which is committed to look at the whole spectrum of challenges and offer a comprehensive policy, a holistic approach, so that we can ensure that on one hand we get into proper dialogue, into a process of proper dialogue, an ongoing process of dialogue between cultures, between religions, so that we can ensure peace, long-lasting peace. People speak to each other. Globalization came so that more people can intermingle, more nations can become interactive. So we need to have, even in this sense, globalization of cultures, that is, that we engage in conversation regularly so that we can appreciate each other, acknowledge our beautiful aspects that each and every nation, that each and every culture possess. In that way, we can ensure peace for our children, peace for their children as well, for the generations to come. That is just one aspect of things, because then there is the issue of climate change, where we can see so many, in particular small island states, who are being very much affected by climate change and the issues that climate change is bringing with it. That is also, for example, immigration. People are leaving places because of the effects of climate change on their quality of life. And there again, the international community needs to look at that and really commit itself to find solution for such peoples. There are such a lot of other things that we need to do. Poverty, we can address poverty. We can address poverty by having even more coherent policies, that we really think of each other. For us, human rights are a lived experience, not simply a charter, because human rights are universal for everyone. And where there is poverty, where there is the people who are thinking of what they're going to do next, how they are going to live the next morning, they need to have help. They need to be supported by really the affluent nations need to see how we can support such nations, so that they too, their peoples too, can have better quality of life, can enjoy their rights, can enjoy dignity.